We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We got to move forward. There's a lot of things we have to do better. We realize that. I think we've lost, at least by the scoreboard, 6 out of 8 or 7 out of 8 quarters. And so we're playing a great team. And so we've got to make adjustments and we got to play better.
Indiana Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle approaching game 3 tonight in Indianapolis. The series even in a game apiece against the Oklahoma City Thunders. We're now joined by the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports betting insider P.J. Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Well, let's start with Indiana OKC, P.J., because we saw Indiana do what it's done all postseason and steal a game one before game two, really thoroughly in control by OKC throughout. What's your anticipation of tonight's action?
It should be a great game, fellas. Obviously, OKC, they've been 0-7 against the spread on the road so far this postseason. So they've been winning games. They haven't been covering the spread. Indiana, meanwhile, they are 0-3 in game three so far this postseason. So when the series has shifted from one city to another, Indiana hasn't responded all that great. I do like OKC to win the game. Again, the fact they haven't covered a spread on the road scares me to lay the 5 with them. So hoping that maybe Indiana gets out to an early lead, bet Oklahoma City live. But I do think the Thunder take care of business tonight.
Yeah, Halliburton's the story here, right, from the Indiana side. The fact that he took only one shot in the first half. And, well, if you know the game plan going in, is that a safe play if we're looking at a player prop bet tonight, one way or another here, PJ?
Gene, to me, that's what I'm watching most for tonight is Halliburton and how aggressive he is. You know, it's been the same story the first two games where he really hasn't done much the first three quarters. And then the fourth quarter, he's done his scoring and obviously had the game winner in game one. I actually did take Halliburton to score 20 or more points tonight at plus 120 because we get like one or two games where he really kind of hunts his shot and is aggressive to score. And I think this is the game, right? This is a massive game for Indiana, you guys. If they can go up 2-1 in this series and put all the pressure on OKC, try and win that game 4 to avoid going down 3-1, it's gonna really make this an interesting series. So I think Halliburton realizes that. You know, these kind of games where the stars kind of sense like it's a big momentum game in a series, they usually are hunting their shots, and they're usually a bit more aggressive. So we know Halliburton's a great facilitator. I think the first couple games, he's been a little too passive. He's obviously struggled against this great Thunder defense. Tonight, though, I like him to score, Gene. So I would actually look over his points prop, and you can take some alt props, too, try and get some plus money on some of his points totals.
PJ, any other player props that have your eye for tonight's action?
Yeah, I'm going with Lu Dort over 8.5 points tonight as well. You know, OKC, we know they're such a deep team. They obviously have a lot of really good players coming off the bench. Aaron Wiggins was a big story in game two. Caruso was a big story in game two. But, you know, a lot of these role players we know tend to play better on their home floors. Lu Dort, I don't think it bothers him going on the road. He's obviously such a terrific defender. He's a great 3-and-D guy. He had 3 points in game two. He had nearly 20 in game one. I think he kind of gets somewhere in the middle of the night where he scores like 11 or 12. So I think 8.5 is just a bit too low. I like taking Lu Dort's over point prop as well.
So we got the NBA Finals. We've got the Cup Final. We've got we'll get to that in a second. We've got the U.S. Open teeing off tomorrow, PJ, as they're at Oakmont in Pittsburgh. What's the winning score for this? Is it going to be 3-under? Is it even par? What do we expect to see here in a course that's not going to be very forgiving?
I would expect it to be 3 or 4 under. You know, obviously there's so many videos this week. We've all seen them right of the rough and how crazy it is in these green speeds. Dustin Johnson, when he won back in 2016, was the number one player in the world, and he was 5 under par. There were only 4 guys that were under par that week. You know, I expect something similar, where there are only going to be 4 or 5 guys under par, but I think the winning score is going to be about 3 or 4 under. So, yeah, you know, people are wondering if this is going to be a tournament where the winning score is going to be like 3-4 over. I don't think that's the case. I think the winning score, you're looking like 3 under, 4 under par.
All right, so let's talk about some of the golfers in the U.S. Open that we're going to be keeping an eye on. And, of course, Scottie Scheffler is the first name that comes to mind. I'm wondering if you like Scottie or if you're going to take the field. And is this an opportunity for Scottie Scheffler to put on a kind of performance that we haven't seen since Tiger's dominance, where we know he's the best player in the world, but he can really, really put some separation between his play and the rest of the field?
Certainly could be. I'm not betting Scottie this week, you guys, and I'll tell you why. He's obviously the best player in the world, and he obviously, it would not shock me in the slightest if he won this week. He's the heavy favorite to do so. The thing with Scottie, though, is that of the 3 majors that he's won, obviously 2 have been at Augusta, and then he won at Quail Hollow for the PGA a month ago. Those 2 courses, they play year-round on the PGA Tour, right? So we know Scottie dominates courses that he sees every year. He has not been able to win on a course that they only see every 7 years, every 9 years, every 11 years, or what it is. So until Scottie can prove to me that he can go to a place that he doesn't see every single year, he doesn't know where he can't miss it, he doesn't know where he needs to hit his tee shots, those kinds of things, not saying he's not capable of it, but if you're betting a guy at plus 275, I mean, you better be pretty sure that he's going to win the tournament. And I think DeChambeau has a great shot this week. That's who I'm rolling with. Guys, Bryson was just, I mean, he was born to play U.S. Open golf. Like, he was made in the lab to do it with how far he hits it, with how straight he hits it, and how good his short game is as well. He's such a good putter, and he's really good with chipping as well. I mean, that's how he won at Pinehurst, you know, and he won at Wingfoot as well. 2 really difficult courses. I kind of always view, like, the Shinnecocks and Oakmonts and Wingfoots and Pinehurst as kind of like the 4 U.S. Open throwbacks. Like, that's what you think of when you think U.S. Open, high rough, tough greens, just those kind of courses. And Bryson's won on 2 of them, and I think he's going to win again this week. So if you're looking for a guy I would take, Bryson would be my pick, and I'm not doing anything with Scottie until he can prove to me he can win on one of these courses that he doesn't see every year.
Nice. PJ Glasser, your host, has sent it in. PJ, on our show, we have a joke when it comes to a best of 7 series. If that series is tied at 2 games each, you can't say game 5 without saying the word pivotal. It's always the pivotal game 5. Here's where I'm going with this, because you could say in a way that tomorrow night is going to be pivotal here for Edmonton because, well, if they drop this one, Florida's going to have a chance to win the cup on home ice and end this pretty quickly. So the importance tomorrow night for Edmonton to get their act together, maybe they get a goalie change here. There's some, you know, debate about that. Your thoughts here. Do you like the Oilers to pull even in this series coming up in game 4?
I do, Gene. And I think anybody who liked Edmonton before the series, I think you have to like Edmonton tomorrow night. And I like the fact that they got just crushed in game 3. You know, it wasn't another overtime loss or something close, 1 goal, whatever it was. I mean, they got smoked from the start of the game to the end. Obviously, it looked like a WWE brawl at times. There were so many fights and so many guys in the box. But I expect them to bounce back. I thought there would be a point in this series where Edmonton would trail, and now they're trailing 2-1. I think they're going to respond, and I think they're going to win. So I do like the Oilers plus 125 tomorrow.
PJ, we got some action in Major League Baseball happening this afternoon. Want to get your take on any of tonight's action that you might have some wagers going in on?
You know what, guys? I'm going with my A's tonight at about a pick 'em. Against the Tigers, we got Zach Eflin on the bump. I couldn't for the life of me understand why they were favored last night. They're like 3-13 now against left-handed starters. Shocker, they lost again. But Eflin's been good for them so far this season. Jackson Holliday's been good here as of late. Gunner's starting to heat up a little bit. So, obviously, the O's being a pick-em against the Tigers after they were favored last night, I think even more people are going to be on the Tigers tonight. But I think the O's are the right side. So I actually like my team tonight, guys. Get the win against the best team in baseball right now.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
All right, PJ, now I'm going to hit you with a curveball here because I was just, you know, reading up on some things, and I saw the odds for Maxwell Harrison for Defensive Rookie of the Year, a plus 3,500. PJ, to me, that's worth a flyer. And again, in New York State, we really can't do this, but maybe somebody's heading to Vegas. Why not put a little money in there? And here's why. Because, sure, the favorite here would be Abdul Carter, but if the Bills have a lockdown corner, which we think they do in Christian Benford, it would stand to reason there's going to be a lot of volume going in the other direction. And the Bills didn't draft Maxwell Harrison just to be a serviceable guy. They drafted him to be Mr. Splash Guy, Mr. Pick Six, Mr. Let Me Get the Ball Back Here. So to me, if I see those odds, PJ, that would be my, you know, my square advice here, PJ. Am I on the right track for something?
I think you are, Gene. And to help with your point as well, I mean, we've obviously talked about Buffalo's schedule this season. They're going to be favored in just about every game. So in theory, they should be leading for a majority of the season, right? And a lot of teams should obviously be throwing and trailing and trying to come from behind. If that's the case and teams are trailing and they got to throw the ball, that's going to give Maxwell Harrison even more and more opportunities to get interceptions and make plays and those kind of things. So, like you said, Gene, a lot of time with futures, it's all about the price, right? I mean, certain things, like you can't bet at a certain price. But 35-1 for a guy that you know is going to play this year, who's going to get opportunities to make plays, and like you said, has a good corner on the other side, so he should get some attention. I think it's a good bet. I haven't done anything personally in the Defensive Player of the Year market, Gene, but I like your look. I think Maxwell could be a guy worth taking, especially at that number.
PJ, let us know about Send It In. Let our audience know about Send It In on the BetMGM Network. We're also hearing you a lot on BetMGM tonight with Brad Evans recently as well.
Yeah, Ryan's been he's been off on vacation, so I've been filling in on BetMGM tonight as well. But Send It In, my show, you guys can check 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern time every Monday through Friday on the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Twitch, on YouTube. Send in live questions, live comments, and we'll get to them throughout the show. I did not do the show today, fellas, and I will not do it tomorrow because I'm actually off to Oakmont to see some golf in the U.S. Open. So I'll be out there. I'll be sure to send you a picture of DeChambeau in our text chat.
I mean, there's absolutely no way we were going to not have you root for DeChambeau going to Oakmont, PJ. I mean, that was very well telegraphed.
I appreciate that. So, I mean, look, I already liked him to begin with, but the fact that I'm going to be there, I mean, I brought my O's hat just in case. I don't know how well received that's going to be in Pittsburgh. Probably better than the Ravens hat would be, but yeah, I'll be rooting for Bryson. It should be a lot of fun. Going to be an early wake up call though tomorrow, guys. He tees off like 7:30, so it'll be a long day, but I'm excited to watch it. As you guys know, I mean, major championship golf, it's a lot of fun.
O's hat will be better received in Pittsburgh than a Pirates hat, I believe.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be okay.
PJ, you're probably right.
Appreciate the time as always, bud. Enjoy the weekend.
Yep, thanks, fellas. Talk to you soon.
There he is, the host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider PJ Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
If you weren't with us in shots yesterday, so 2016 indeed was the last time this was at Oakmont for the U.S. Open. It was also there in 1994, Danger.
Right. 1994. I'm trying to think of where I was and what I was doing.
Well, 1994.
In June of 94.
Listen, on the date of the second round of Oakmont, they actually
Round two.
It was
the U.S. Open.
It was on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
The date was June 17th.
Uh-huh.
1994. So on that night, Ken Griffey Jr. homered a couple times to become the quickest 230 home run since Babe Ruth.
Oh.
Okay, that's noteworthy.
Okay.
In Manhattan on June 17, 1994, you also had the Rangers celebrating a Stanley Cup. And wow, That was the first time since 1940, and there's Messier and the parade, and they're just going crazy, the Canyon of Heroes. But it wasn't the only thing going on in New York City, because you had the NBA Finals still going on at that point.
Okay.
And that was a Game 5 that none of us could watch because, well, the news interrupted.
1994, the news interrupted. What was going on Friday, June 17th, 1994, that was worthy of note that the news would have interrupted for? I mean, it had to have been something monumental, earth-shattering, history-altering.
Generation.
Got it, Juice. When Chris and I broke up, the Juice was there for me every night. It's like he's not really the Juice anymore. We gotta get you dressed, Juice. Juice, Juice, a will? Juice, Juice, Juice. Come on, Juice. Juice! Juice, it's AC. Juice! AC's here! Juice, I heard Juice, it's on every channel. You know I feel the same, Juice.
You're gonna tell them yourself, Juice.
Juice?
Your whole family's here, Juice. She's on the house phone waiting to talk to you, Juice.
Juice.
Okay, Juice?
Okay, Juice, we're good to go.
You're home, Juice.
You know Uncle Juice, and your Uncle Juice...
He's a good man.
Uncle Juice is a good man.
He's never going to stop being the Juice.
It could explain a lot, Juice.
Just hear him out, Juice.
He's right, Juice.
Listen, Juice.
Juice, Juice, this is your life.
Juice, Juice, please, Juice. Juice, we need an answer.
I'm pretty sure that in the history of the sports bar, David Schwimmer is Robert Kardashian in The People versus O.J. Simpson, and every instance of him saying the word juice has the longest staying power. It's been it's held up longer than any other piece of audio.
Since the juice is dead, we don't play it half as much. But I think
but you don't have to give me a reason to play it.
No. I was just like a Ryan Leaf interception telegraphing where I wanted you to go there,
uh-huh.
And then you were able to make the read correctly.
I mean, this came...
Oh, who cares?
Francesa came like midway, you know, like 4 years ago, mm-hmm. Something like that. Juice is like almost a day one sports bar OG piece of audio that has held up through the years, even in his passing. We still can appreciate every instance of David Schwimmer as Robert Kardashian saying the word juice in The People versus O.J. Simpson. I'll never get tired of it. Juice. Juice, AC's here.
He's never going to stop being the juice.
So good.
Oh, yes, that was all together in one. They made a 30 for 30 of it.
Appreciate PJ stopping by. We'll talk more U.S. Open golf with Brian Koziel of Tee to Green. He's stopping by the sports bar during our 4 o'clock hour. You can join us at 866-4FAN, 866-4326. More next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.